From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Two looks now at communities in transition. For the drug maker Merck, it's been a tough year, to say the least. The company is facing 7,000 lawsuits, 7,000 from people who say they suffered heart attacks while taking its pain pill, Vioxx. Faced with a huge legal bill, the company announced plans recently to cut 7,000 jobs and close several plants. Nancy Solomon reports about the many people who are hurt by the company's fall from grace.
It's a long way from the courtroom where the Vioxx lawsuits are being tried to Danville, Pennsylvania. But the people of this small town on the banks of the Susquehanna River are feeling the effects of those suits in a very immediate way. Merck has a manufacturing plant here that the company plans to close, laying off 450 workers.
We're going to take a major hit by Merck leaving the area.
Danville Mayor Ed Coleman has spent his whole life here. He's watched the major industries leave and the handsome retail shops on Main Street convert to dollar stores and cheap restaurants. Losing Merck is especially frustrating for Danville because it seemed to be beating the fate of so many small towns that have watched the demise of their manufacturing base.
It's going to, of course, bring down housing. You're not going to have the people here. It's going to trickle down right to the businesses, to the food stores, to everything. It's just going to have a tremendous, terrible impact on Danville.
These aren't just any jobs the town is losing. They're among the best jobs in central Pennsylvania. Merck pays well and provides good benefits. It also donated money to local schools, Danville nonprofits, and even helped build a new bridge. According to the U.S. Department of Labor, drug manufacturers on the whole employ a better educated workforce, pay more, and have fewer occupational risks than other industries. Danville still has a five and dime, and owner Tom Biter seems to know just about every person who comes in.
Take care, Bill.
All right, see you later.
Merry Christmas.
Biter says the people of Danville follow the news about Vioxx, but don't recognize Merck as the corporate villain portrayed in the media.
Should they pay for any damage that was done? Absolutely, and I don't think anyone would say they shouldn't. The degrees at which they're pressing these things are too far, as far as I'm concerned, way too far. So, you know, the cure is worse than the disease or whatever you want to say.
The catchphrase, frivolous lawsuits, comes up a lot in conversations around Danville. But James Hackney, a law professor at Northeastern University, says the tort system was designed as a social safety net to protect consumers.
It's easy to scapegoat the tort law system and to say, well, isn't this yet another indication of personal injury compensation run amok, and therefore all these displaced workers. Yeah, I think it's usually a lot more complex story.
Hackney suggests a closer examination of executive salaries and pressure to increase the company's stock price. Another complicating factor is the stellar reputation Merck had before Vioxx. This is, after all, a company whose slogan is, medicine is for people, not profits, and its researchers were celebrated for bringing the world life-saving drugs like penicillin and the measles vaccine. But now Merck could lose some of its best scientists to rival drug makers. William Hanlon is a research scientist at Merck who now shepherds new drugs through the FDA approval process.
I have noticed that there is an increase in executive recruiters calling me. I have no doubt that there will be an increase in companies pursuing Merck scientists. And I think that the current environment is going to make it difficult for Merck to attract other scientists because it's viewed as being an unstable time.
Hanlon says he isn't going anywhere. He still believes in the company and that its reputation will eventually be restored. Even people in Danville, Pennsylvania have some hope. Merck doesn't plan to close the plant for 2 years, and by then, town leaders say they may find another pharmaceutical company willing to buy the facility and retain the jobs it provides. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Solomon.